dueña, mamá mi chihuahua.
That's right. When Howard's away, the people will play. And when they play, they will play the Zoo Report once a day on 101.9 Chai FM. What is the Zoo Report, you might ask for today? Well, a little bit of a sad Zoo Report. A new documentary has been dropped, if you like, by South African wildlife photographer Mike Young. It's called Eye of the Pangolin. And you can now watch it on YouTube. And is there anything, I'm not sure. Are you aware? What is a pangolin?
I definitely don't know what that is.
Tabo, we're not seeing any recognition here.
Nothing.
Okay, nothing. So a pangolin is, best way to describe it is sort of like an anteater, but with scales. Okay, it's got like scales, right?
So it eats ants.
It eats ants.
Okay.
It's like kind of a small thing. It's quite cute, actually. You should go Google it.
What is it again?
A pangolin.
Pangolin,
yes. It eats ants and has a long snout, and it is very kind of cute looking. And it's a very reclusive animal that like is fairly nocturnal, and it lives in the bush, and you know, it keeps away. And yet, the pangolin is actually one of the world's most trafficked mammals. In other words, people break into reserves and whatever, steal pangolins,
really?
and then take them around the world. And apparently, this has to do with two things. The one has to do with the fact that it's considered a delicacy, the meat.
Listen, it is cute, but I feel like if I saw it in person, I'd be terrified.
Terrified.
Well, and I really wouldn't want to eat its meat.
Well, what's worse is they also are using the scales in certain Eastern countries for medicine as well. And so what it's meant is that nearly all the Asian pangolins, there's African pangolins and Asian pangolins, and all the Asian ones have nearly disappeared, and now they're coming for our African ones. We have some in South Africa and some in Ghana and Congo as well.
Mm.
And so this film is about the pangolin and how you can save it. It's completely free. You can watch it on documentary, and it's very much part of our wildlife heritage. So people,
okay.
Yeah. The biggest problem the pangolin has is that when it gets confronted by an enemy,
it
like wraps up into a ball.
Yes.
And that works if you're a lion and you can't then get into the thing.
Oh,
but if you're a human.
I actually see one wrapped up.
Yeah.
I see a picture of one wrapped up.
The problem if you're a human, then they just pick it up and take it. It's not running away.
Oh,
so the pangolin is having
true.
A problem. So,
okay.
So yeah, if you go Google a pangolin, check out the documentary, and then, you can, you know, do your bit. There's lots of ways that you can help pangolin conservation for South Africans to stop all the Chinese eating our pangolins.
No, well, clearly, no, it's a pretty special animal for it to have a whole documentary dedicated to it.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
So there we go. That is the Zoo Report for today.